Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from everyday office etiquette, bullying, to handling pet peeves. Also, we remind you to initiate acts of kindness. If you are listening live, call 917-889-7821. And here is your host, communication and socialization expert, speaker, and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna. Etiquette Lady, you have been making the world a polite place to live on the air for a decade. Congratulations on the 10 years of What is Etiquette Anyway radio programming. Happy anniversary.
Well, happy Saturday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. As you can hear, we are still having a great time celebrating our 10th anniversary. Well, I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady. Today is Saturday, February 3rd, 2018. We are broadcasting live from the lovely and sort of chilly city of Atlanta, Georgia. This evening, we are going to discuss etiquette in the workplace. So please stay tuned. Well, again, listen, loyal listeners, thank you so much for being a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. Gosh, we wouldn't have made it 10 years without you. So we are so delighted that you spend time with us each weekend as we do our show. And as far as the new listeners, a part of our tradition is to begin our show by answering the question, what is etiquette anyway? And so etiquette is just a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially a court behavior. Well, we can certainly thank Charles I and II of England, for they copied these rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So if you don't necessarily remember the backstory, just remember etiquette is a fancy word for manners, okay? Well, once again, welcome everyone. I want to, in case you weren't with us on our last episode, I introduced this young lady who is my co-host. Her name is Victoria Walker. Victoria, how are you?
I'm doing great, Miss Donna. I'm happy to be here today.
Well, I am so glad you are joining me. We are going to discuss a topic that has really been in the news lately. And I felt really compelled that we really need to bring this to the forefront and to discuss it on this show, especially since this is an etiquette show. So we know with etiquette, we talk about appropriate versus inappropriate behavior. So we're going to take a look at that this evening. We're also going to answer your emails. If you would like to call us and join the conversation, you can feel free to do that at 917-889-7821, or you can just send us an email at etiquetteladies@gmail.com, which we've already begun receiving emails. So, Victoria, And in case you guys are just joining us and you haven't had an opportunity to hear Victoria, Victoria represents our youth. And sometimes our youth are so overlooked for their opinions and what they have to contribute. So I want to make sure everyone knows that, and I think everyone that knows me knows I'm very pro-youth, and I really love working with youth, and they have a lot to say. And, of course, we have a lot to learn from them as they do from us. So I really would like to start, Victoria. I know you had some thoughts on workplace etiquette and what's appropriate. So if you want to go ahead and get started, I think that would be a great place for us to begin. What do you think?
Okay, yeah, I totally agree. I'm excited to share. I'd love to.
Wonderful.
Okay. So pretty much my thoughts on workplace etiquette, Ms. Donna, and thank you for giving me time to share today. I definitely think workplace etiquette is a very important component of being a, you know, just it's an important component of living in a conducive work environment, and it's something that definitely doesn't need to go overlooked. I think the main basis to me of workplace etiquette is just doing your best to maintain a comfortable and safe environment for everyone around you and that everyone can thrive and feel comfortable in. So I think that's pretty much the precipice to me of good workplace etiquette. Like, it's foundationally embedded in just making sure the people around you are as comfortable and as productive as possible.
Okay, that is very good, and I do agree with that. Of course, we want to make sure that, you know, we are comfortable, and I think that's a key word that you mentioned was making sure that everyone is comfortable. Unfortunately, a lot of conversation that has taken place in the news over the past probably month or so, there have been a lot of people who seem to be uncomfortable, mainly women. There have also been some men, a few men as well, that have not been comfortable. In fact, for years and years, and they've actually just come to the forefront on why they haven't been comfortable and what's been going on. So what I want to do, and I know that, you know, the listeners out there, if you haven't heard anything in the news about what's going on as far as sexual harassment and things of that nature, you must be living under a rock because it's been, you know, out in every area, I must say, in the workplace. And so, you know, it doesn't matter where you work, what you do for a living, you know, whether you're a grown, whether you're a manager, whether you're a student, it doesn't matter. I wanted everyone to certainly take you know, a part in this discussion because it's real. And it's certainly no secret, you know, that workplace harassment seems to be out of control. And you know what? This has been going on for so long, and like I said, I'm so happy that it really has come to the forefront finally. The question is, you know, what can we do or what should we do? And those are some of the things we're going to talk about this evening. Of course, going back to the word, the key word that you used, Victoria, which was comfortable. It's unfortunate that so many people are not comfortable, and they're not comfortable because of other people making them uncomfortable. And,
right.
That is so unfortunate. And I want to, I'm going to start reading one email. And guys, we're really going, and listeners, do know this, if you want to send us a message or something, feel free to do that. We're going to take our time in dealing with this topic because we know it is a very sensitive topic. Thank goodness a lot of women are starting to feel comfortable about coming out and actually talking about it. And we're going to talk about that a little more, too, and why, because I've gotten some questions on why now and so on and so forth. So we're going to address those as well. But I do want to begin with this one email. It says, Etiquette Lady, congratulations on your 10 years. Thank you so much for discussing the workplace etiquette topic today. I was a victim many years ago when I was a freshman in college. My professor offered to tutor me regarding a subject I needed help with. He made lewd comments to me and suggestions that he knew of ways I can get an A, which had nothing to do with studying. I did not tell anyone about this. I was very uncomfortable and was afraid that I would flunk this class, so I allowed him to touch me and felt horrible ever since. In fact, this is the first time I am talking about this. I am so happy that all of these ladies are brave enough to say something. That has given me confidence to write this. Thank you again, Ms. Donna, for this outlet to finally be able to share this. And this comes from Patty from Memphis. Patty, listen, thank you for taking the opportunity to share this, because this was huge for you to just share this with us. And unfortunately, and I know, and I definitely want to get your feedback, Victoria, because she, of course, was your age. I mean, she was a college student.
Wow. Right.
When this happened. So, I mean, what is your thought right now, even hearing this? And I know she is certainly not alone. She's not the only one. And so what's your feeling right now, being a college student yourself?
Wow, well, I definitely just want to reiterate to Ms. Donna, just, you know, thank you, Patty, for even sharing. Like, that was extremely courageous and brave of you. So we definitely don't overlook that, and your story definitely matters and is valid and will help other women who experience similar things. But just honestly, like, my first initial thoughts on it, Ms. Donna, is that it's so unfortunate. It's an uncommon issue. Like, growing up and being a young lady, like, in this age demographic, like, it's sad because stories like this are actually quite consistent, and it's like, even when you're in school and it may be a male professor or whoever, somebody that is pretty much abusing their power, it's a very hard place to be. But I definitely, you know, just my reaction is just definitely, like, in my heart, I just feel very disturbed, sad, and a little just angry, you know, just like at the overall context of the situation. But, you know, I definitely think, and I love that, you know, this kind of wave of empowerment is happening in women of all ages, you know, where it's time to start, fighting back and, like, speaking up, and, like, these things are becoming, like, rectified and more known. But, yeah, just overall, you know, it's definitely, like, a disgruntling scenario. But I believe, you know, that in moving forward, and for any young ladies out there who are maybe in college or experiencing similar scenarios, I say it's 100% always okay to speak up for yourself, you know, to alert the dean of what's going on. And, you know, I know that level of, like, fear sometimes is definitely perpetuated because your grades are in another person's hands. But at the end of the day, you owe yourself justice, and your story is valid. So that's what I say. Thank you, Patty, for sharing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just for, you know, for being brave and, you know, and standing up to say something, because I know I've listened to, you know, I've listened to a lot of different conversations and different talk shows and people talking about this. And oftentimes people say, well, you know, you should have said something, or why didn't you say anything, or if I had been in this situation.
Right.
And I just want to, you know, tell people out there, these naysayers that have that to say, they just need to stop it. Because if you haven't gone through it, if you haven't, you know, been in that situation, then it's a little difficult for you to say what you would have done. And I know I've had conversations, you know, with people about that, and they're like, why now? And why are all these people coming out of the woodwork and you know, things of that nature. And so it's just a matter of now, you know, feeling that people do understand and they are believing. But like I said earlier, you know, this has been going on for years and years and years. And it's just a matter of, like you were saying, that abuse of power that, you know, has been so prevalent and taking place. And so what is just so very important, ladies, and I don't want to just say ladies, because there have been some men that have also come out that they've had some incidents that have happened, you know, to them during over this same course, you know. And so I just want to say that, you know, congratulations on standing up, and to those of you who are still contemplating whether or not you should say something or not, please do tell somebody. Speak up. Tell someone that you feel that, you know, will that you can trust and that will believe you. So I definitely want to say that it's very, very important. Here's one. It says, Etiquette Lady, thanks for using your platform to discuss this. I am 20 years of age and am being sexually harassed. Today is the day I will leave because of the confidence I now have. I am not sure where I will work next, but I am praying about it. Thank you for giving me a voice. And this is, comes from CB in Atlanta. CB, very good. Thank you so much for having. And that's what we want to be able to do. We want to be able to have Victoria?
Yes.
Victor, okay. I'm kind of hearing some something in the background, some kind of feedback. I think we're getting a little bit. I want to make sure everybody can certainly hear the conversation. But, Stevie, thank you so much. And do, since she has today is the day I will leave. Okay, so she's going to leave her job because she's being harassed. You're 21, right, Victoria?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay, and she's 20, and she's saying today is the day that she will leave because of the confidence that she now has. Great. That is part of the reason that we are talking about this, and the part of the reason that we are doing this show. Like I said, it just felt so compelled to be able to discuss this. This is so important. So, ladies, gentlemen, whoever is out there that someone is preying on you, and that's P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, preying on you with their power, or they feel that they're holding something over you. And as we said, and in case you are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. It's our special Saturday edition. We're talking about workplace etiquette, what you should and should not do. And right now we're in the midst of discussing some of the feedback and the comments that we are receiving about the freedom to be able to, you know, let somebody know that you're being harassed. Let somebody know that, you know, your power is being, you know, stricken from you, and now that you can kind of reclaim what is going on, whether if you're in a company, going to HR, letting them know. And, of course, now I understand that, Victoria, a lot of the companies now over the last month or so, they have certainly modified their HR policies as far as harassment, and which is great. And I'm just hoping that these companies will stick by their new mandates. So creating a new mandate is great. It's wonderful. It's powerful. It looks great on paper. However, making sure that you back them up is what's so important, because I've also heard of some women that actually have reported in the past, and it just kind of gets swept up under the rug, like, okay, well, we'll talk to him and don't worry about it. But then sometimes it still continues. So, and we just can't, you know, say that it is locker room talk or water cooler talk or anything like that, because we've heard these comments, and unfortunately, we've heard some of these comments coming from the highest power in the land of saying that, you know, it was just, you know, guys talking or something like that. So that's not good. And so everyone is certainly deserves the respect. It's just so important that, you know, everyone pretty much, they want to be respected. And so in wanting to be respected, you also must reciprocate that. You also must respect others. And we're going to talk about, you know, relationships in the office place. Most companies or corporations, they usually try to ban that. And, of course, we've seen this on the news, too, that there have been situations where, you know, that's happened, and now it kind of comes back to haunting, you know, people. I want to go ahead and read another one. And I can see, guys, because I know, you know, we'll be running out of time shortly, but I will assure you we will probably pick up and do a part two, because I think this is just so important, and I want to make sure that we can address, you know, your questions and your comments. That's part of the reason that we are doing this show. Here's one. It says, congratulations on your 10 years of service. My name is Mary, and I am so glad you are talking about this. On Thursday of last week, a few coworkers and myself had a discussion about relationships in the workplace. There is a supervisor who we believe is dating a manager, and it's against company policy. We believe she is being forced to date him. What is your advice, and thank you? And this comes from a team member at Kaiser.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Unfortunately, team member, this, you know, it's not a surprise. It's not a shock. Unfortunately, it seems to be pretty common. And so how I would address this, I would actually go to this person who, you know, who you think is being forced to date someone. You remember you said that a few coworkers, okay, so whoever the coworkers were, you guys were discussing. I would believe that at least one person in that group that was having the discussion probably knows this person. And so I would suggest certainly going to her in confidence to speak with her to see if this is the case, if she is dating, you know, the manager in the company. And then secondly, if she is being forced to do so, okay? So that would be the first step that I would take, is to have somebody at least, you know, find out if this is true. And if it is true that she is being forced to date this person for whatever reason, then I would suggest that you make sure that you create a nucleus that can support her to make her feel comfortable, first of all, letting you guys know, and then for her to report this. And oftentimes, Victoria, if people feel that they would probably kind of come out and say something or report it if they had a support system. Because oftentimes people don't report it because they feel isolated. And if you feel isolated, then it's like it's my word against their word. And if this is a subordinate, then quite naturally you will feel that you may not be believed. So my suggestion would certainly be to someone go to her and just, you know, talk to her and get a real feel of what's going on. And if she feels that you're genuine and you will be supportive, generally people will have the tendency to speak more about it. And what do you think, Victoria? You have any thoughts on that too for her?
Yes, I pretty much agree. I definitely think that support could be a vital component of this. Like, it's super important to not make people on your job feel isolated and to just definitely lend that circle of just reassurance if something is, in fact, going on. And, yeah, I definitely do that. Like, maybe if you can pull her to the side, like, in that moment of confidence and, you know, just say, hey, what's going on? You know, express your etiquette skills and be genuine and ask her, like, hey, we're just, you know, here to support you. And from that point, depending on how valid and true it is, I would definitely say head to HR and try to, like, rectify the situation, because it's definitely not right if she's being forced into a relationship because of whatever case scenario, you know. So I think that would definitely be a viable solution to that.
And in case you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about appropriate versus inappropriate actions in the workplace, when there's been so much talk about what's going on, and there's so many women and men too, predominantly women, that have been coming out with the, in, of course, you know, stating that this has happened to them. In addition, I'm sure that most of you are familiar with the Me Too campaign that is just huge right now, and there's so many women that are a part of this campaign, and it's basically now just, you know, giving, you know, women a voice, women and any men as well, a voice to be able to come forward and say, okay, me too, it has happened to me too, so now what happens? So, and being very sensitive to this topic, and we are coming up on the end of our show. We're going to go ahead and extend this out, and we're going to have a part two, and our part two will take place on next Sunday. We're going to preempt what we had previously scheduled, and we're going to discuss this, and if you want to continue sending your comments to us at etiquetteladies@gmail.com, you can do that, and you can feel free to call us, but we will pick this up next week because I want to be very sensitive to those who are, you know, giving us feedback. And it's something that we need to discuss as well. So I want to certainly thank everyone for tuning in to our special show this evening. In case you came on late, you can feel free to go back and listen to the show in its entirety, since all of our shows are archived, so you can go back and have an opportunity to listen to what you may have missed, okay? Weekly, as I remind you, and just always so grateful that you had an opportunity to listen. Thank you so much for supporting our show each time you listen. Those who send us emails and call, thank you so much for that. If you have an etiquette question or topic that you would like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. We will certainly try to do all we can to be able to accommodate that particular topic. We know that the reason that we do this show is the vision, which is to make the world a polite place to live. And we know we can only do that one person at a time. Also, remember the golden rule: treat others the way you want to be treated. Not necessarily like they may treat you sometimes, but the way you want to be treated, okay? We'd appreciate if you continue to tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen as well. Again, we want to make the world a polite place to live. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That just happens to be one of my favorite proverbs. It comes from Proverbs 3:3. And we ask you each week to initiate kindness, okay? Thanks again so much for listening. We'll talk again on next Sunday. Good night. Take care. God bless.
Etiquette Lady, you have been making the world a polite place to live on the air for a decade. Congratulations on the 10 years of What Is Etiquette Anyway radio programming. Happy anniversary. You've been listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we'll discuss another exciting topic.